A new Mexican cooking show has turned into a smash hit. It features a grandmother cooking simple recipes in her kitchen. In a little over 2 months, she's gotten more than 1 million subscribers on YouTube. NPR's Carrie Kahn has a story.
The cook is 69-year-old Doña Angela, and her YouTube show, From My Ranch to Your Kitchen, is shot at her farm home in Michoacán, Mexico, complete with chickens, fruit trees, and a rustic kitchen.
Hola, mi gente. Buenos días.
Every video starts with her sweet saludos. Hello, my people. Good morning. This day, she's making breakfast. She starts with sweet coffee, café de olla, brewed in a clay pot on her fire-fed stove covered with a traditional griddle or comal.
Le voy a poner el agua.
Into the pot goes water, a cinnamon stick, unrefined sugar chunks or piloncillo, and instant coffee. Next, she roasts chiles and tomatoes for a spicy sauce served over scrambled eggs and fresh hot tortillas she makes by hand in many videos.
Y voy a hacer las tortillas para almorzar.
Doña Angela reminds many of their Mexican abuelita or grandma. Her jet black hair is tied in a long ponytail. You never see her without her apron on. And her cooking style is unpretentious, like in this video making chicken and mole sauce.
Yo no tengo medida para eso. Los agarro así en un... con mis cuatro dedos y con eso es mi medida.
I don't use measurements, I just grab with my fingers, she says, while also apologizing for the loud rain. My house is covered with a tin roof, she says. Doña Angela's simplicity has endeared her to many, like 50-year-old Teresa Rodriguez stepping out of a busy Mexico City metro station.
Cocina con... con cariño, con amor, porque la comida que nos...
She cooks with care and with love. Food cooked without it isn't any good, she says. Rodriguez's niece turned her on to the YouTube videos. Since last August, the cooking show has racked up more than 1.5 million subscribers. Some of her videos top 2 million views. Despite her internet fame, though, she shuns publicity. NPR tried for weeks to reach her through her social media accounts without success. She does respond to critical comments, though, like those claiming she's being manipulated by greedy family members or that her kitchen is dirty, with soot from the burning firewood.
Que no hagan caso de las habladurías que andan diciendo por allá. Puros chismes.
Don't pay any attention to those criticizing out there. It's all just gossip, says Doña Angela. She says her daughter and son-in-law shoot and upload the videos and she's having a great time.
Oh my gosh, I think she's amazing.
Patty Hinich, who hosts Patty's Mexican Table on PBS, loves everything about Doña Angela's style.
And I love that she has a blender.
Hinich says she's often criticized about using a blender, like it's only authentic when a sauce is pureed in a traditional molcajete, the Mexican stone mortar and pestle.
We Mexicans love our blender, and it's just as authentic and delicious, you know?
Nobody is accusing Doña Angela of not being the real deal.
A ver qué tan sabroso me quedo.
As she tastes her eggs and chile sauce, the video catches her viejo, as she refers to her husband, also chowing down.
Están muy ricos.
This is so good, she says as she signs off with her signature, adios.
Yo les preparé esta deliciosa comida sencilla pero sabrosa de mi rancho a tu cocina.
I made you all this simple but delicious food from my ranch to your kitchen. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.